있을까?
받아요.
받아요.
Mr. Xavier, can I help you?
Hello?
Mr. Xavier, can I help you?
I'm sorry, you've called this number. Whom you would like to speak with?
This is Xavier. Can I help you?
Sir,
You
like you
guys
called.
pay me.
There's a company line. If you can tell me, like you got a call, if you can tell me, Xavier.
Yeah, I got a call from you guys. Yeah, what is it?
All right, like just want to confirm that are you already working client with us? If you can tell me specifically, it's the publishing company, I would say, that you are reaching out at this point of time.
Right, exactly. So, I'm not sure the last time I talked with you guys, but I still need to raise some funds, okay?
All right. So,
All right, so you want to give me a call in about a month from now?
if you wanted, I would say that, in order to go ahead and help you out with your concerns. So, is there any best number through which, the team who might have called you reach you out? Is there any best number that you can provide me so I can inform them and then whatever time is feasible for you, they can give you a call?
I think the call was in came in hold up a second. Let me see if I can find it, okay?
Sure.
Okay, looks like it's from Minnesota. It's 218 300 9881.
I believe the number you're giving me is the number through which you got a call, correct?
That's correct.
All right, but if you can provide me your number, the best number to reach out to you, your name and email, then I can have somebody to go ahead and get back to you and talk
Hold on
about.
a second. Yeah, let me pull that up for you, okay? Hold on. Okay, my number is 346 543 1977.
Okay, and your good name?
You need what name?
Your good name?
You need my name?
Yep.
Oh, my name is Xavier. That's Xavier. And my last name is Moore, Moore.
All right, and can I have the best email for you, like through which we can send you stuff, anything?
Yeah, let me see if I can pull that up too. One second.
Sure.
I'm still looking. One second. I don't use my email that much. That's why it's a little bit, I'm going through this process with you.
Yep. And do you remember the name of the person that you spoke with, like, previously, if you recall any conversation, Xavier?
Oh, you mean, do I have an email from you guys?
No, maybe, like, if you remember the name of the person that you spoke with previously, like you were giving the reference of the conversation that you had.
That's a very good point. What I'm doing is maybe looking. What I could do is look and see. If there's.
Don't worry, Zebra. Don't worry. You can just provide me your email, and I can have somebody to go ahead and reach out to you. Don't worry. All right.
I just want to make sure I give you the right email, okay? If you need my email address, it's Xavier Moore. The number 3@gmail.com. Okay. So again, I was looking up for my email to make sure that I've given you. The correct updated version. But if you have a problem with that, or if I don't receive it, then we got another issue. I have to, but I apparently I have to lay the phone down to make sure that I've given you the right email address is what I'm trying to tell you.
All right. The email that you provided me, I believe it's Xavier as your first name, X-A-V-I-E-R, and your last name, M-O-O-R-E, number 3, at gmail.com.
Right, exactly.
All right.
So Xavier Moore, number 3, at gmail.com. That's the way, again, that's what I think my email address is.
But, like, is it just X isn't, like, is the initial of the name, or, like, you know, it's just your full name in the email, Xavier Moore, number 3, at gmail?
Exactly. But otherwise, you know, the only other thing that I can think about is it could have been XM Xavier Moore Music. You know what
music.
I'm saying? Music. But sometimes I do that, you know. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. You know, I'm trying to figure out what the correct email address is so that I don't give you incorrect information.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you will be able to find it over your phone. You know, where
I
you
would
check.
Be able to do that, yeah. I probably would have to hang up with you and go into my email to find out actually what the correct email address is. You follow me?
I would say, Xavier, it's all right. I'm just going to go ahead and have the information that I have so far. And, you know, if you would be available, I can have the team to go ahead and reach out to you and have a proper discussion, you know, thorough discussion, you know, in regards to if you have any concerns. And you're sure that you got a call through this number, Xavier?
Well, yeah. That's the only reason why I'm calling you back.
Yep.
It's because I saw this number on my phone.
Like a while back or like before?
No. I mean, today. This is recent.
All right. Thank you so much, Xavier. I'm going to go ahead and have these information to be shared to the team who have tried to go ahead and reach out to you, and they're going to go ahead and have a deeper discussion on everything about it. All right?
You bet.
Yeah. But thank you for your time, and, you know, you'll be expecting a call, shall we? All right?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.